This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
There is something about March Madness, no matter what school you root for, and two of the local schools, of course, are in the tournament, so that always helps. But I don't know. It's like it's that theme song makes you just feel good. I don't know.
It'll hit for me on Thursday. Play-in games, I'm 50-50 on, but it'll hit for me on Thursday.
We got North Carolina, which we'll get to in a little while. Controversy around them, but the fact that they're playing in a play-in game makes it a little bit more exciting and everything. But both teams, Kansas and Missouri, going to play on Thursday. Both going to play, unfortunately, right around the same time. Kansas is going to play Arkansas at 6:10. Missouri's going to play Drake at 6:35. What did you guys make of the way it played out? Because we all knew once it got down to the West region, of course.
We had the seeding right on Missouri and Kansas.
They were going to play in the same region, the way it worked out. And then it became very clear that, oh, one of these teams is getting Drake. Because that's the team that everybody's been talking about. We discussed McCollum and their great story with that program right now. And his name's been brought up for the Indiana job and everything that's going on with them. 6-seed Missouri taking on 11-seed Drake in Wichita. 6:35 start Thursday. The Tigers, 6.5-point favorites. Just for starters, looking at that, Missouri played a little bit better in this SEC tournament than they had been before. I
thought it was actually a pretty good fight against Florida, considering they were without their number one score.
Yeah, and I always, you know this, we've done the show long enough come tournament time. Whenever there is like the most popular upset pick and everybody starts to lean in on one team, and Drake will be discussed quite a bit all week long. Whenever that happens, I tend to go in the opposite direction. Like, I feel like we were talking to Kramer before the show and all these other people in the office, and everybody's like, oh yeah, Drake, you know, Missouri's going to lose to Drake. This may stun you because you know I'm a KU guy, but I think Missouri's winning this game. And the more and more people talk about Missouri being in trouble with this matchup,
the more confident you are?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, look, Drake is a great story, and they can be a handful, but this will still be the toughest opponent Drake has played all year. And the way they play and their pace and how slow it is, if they get down, they're in trouble. Like, if Missouri were to get any sort of a lead, Drake is in big-time trouble, more so than other teams, because Drake doesn't play up-tempo. So, yeah.
And like, for that same argument, if Missouri can go on a run really at any point, if they start playing with tempo and scoring and can make up a difference if the game is going slow at any particular point. Look, it's a tough matchup because it's a 30-win team.
Sure. Well-coached.
It is the unknown 30-win that normally goes this. They haven't really played anybody. They have one of the weakest schedules of any tournament team. They face like one, like quad one team, I think, this year or whatever it came down to. So I can't tell you how Drake will fare against some of the big boys. But just like the pace, like you said, just stylistically, it feels like you could do a whole lot worse than getting Drake in this situation, considering the matchup. But they're right where we thought they were going to be between those two. And look,
here were the other
Missouri
11
gave me
seeds.
Some confidence outside of that.
I mean,
they're all better KenPom wise.
Yeah, like if you're saying for Missouri, they're the 6th seed. They draw the 11th seed. The other 11 seeds were San Diego State, VCU, and Texas. And so maybe Drake wouldn't have been your first choice if you're a Missouri Tiger fan out of the 11 seeds. But I still think you could have done worse overall from a matchup standpoint. And I understand, like, the minute the bracket was out, Seth Davis was all over it. Everybody on social media was all over it. A lot of the shows already last night previewing the bracket. Everybody said, "Oh, here's going to be a very popular upset pick in
partially
your brackets."
Because it's the best story in the NCAA tournament, or one of the.
That's
best
what
stories.
It is. Yeah. In a weird way, if you're Missouri, though, I actually don't think you would say there's a ton of pressure because you're the sixth seed. Actually, a lot of people are expecting you to lose. People are picking you, even though you're a 6.5-point favorite. I actually think it bodes well for the Missouri Tigers in this matchup on Thursday
night.
There's
more attention on your opponent,
correct,
than on you, which is, I guess, rare for a team coming out of the best basketball conference this year in Missouri, and obviously was reflected that in the number of teams that made the NCAA tournament, but also because, like, you had some things not quite going your way for part of the end, but I like the way they played in the SEC tournament. I like the way they looked in the first game, again, without an entire half of Mitchell, and then in game two against Florida. I thought, despite the fact the start stunk, but, like, they fought. They fought for a long time without him. They hung in there as long as they could. Florida might be my pick to win the national championship this year. I don't think there's any embarrassment in losing the way they lost to them. So, like, I don't think that that's insane. I think they're playing okay basketball the last couple of games in the SEC tournament. Little bit of boost. Look, I'm not saying Drake's the world's best matchup, but Ken Palm would tell you they got the best 11 seed to face, and they get to go to Wichita and
only
all the
Missouri
things.
Fans
like,
will be down
there. I think it's a better seeding and matchup for Missouri than the Kansas version, and they're one seed apart, right? 6 versus 11 versus 7 and 10.
So you mentioned Kansas. They're the 7 seed, also in the West region, except they will head all the way out to Providence, Rhode Island, to open up the tournament Thursday, a 6-10 start, 10-seed Arkansas, 7-seed Kansas, KU, a 5.5-point favorite in that one. These two teams are similar in the fact that bigger name programs, Coach Cal, Coach Self, legendary coaches and all that, both teams who have looked terrible at times this year, both teams who, though, talent-wise, you would say, okay, they should have had better years on paper. That has not played out that way. Arkansas, at one point, was a bubble team. About 2.5 weeks ago, they were in danger of not making the tournament. That's why they're a 10 seed in this one. It'll be interesting. Look, if you're usually the concern is, hey, are you running into a team that shoots the three ball well? That's not what you're going to run into if
Kansas,
you're Kansas.
Kansas, historically in particular, hates running into
Arkansas,
that.
Not a great three-point shooting team. The worry, of course,
just
is just that
Kansas won't guard it.
Is Kansas, yeah, right? Like, their perimeter defense is not great. The KU turns the ball over and doesn't force turnovers, and that's the concern. And also, Arkansas getting some pieces back and healthy that they did not have available during the SEC tournament. But that would be the thing. Kansas, overall, if you look at Arkansas, their opponent, 201st in the country in three-point percentage. So that shouldn't be the way you go down if you get upset in round one. But it's going to be awesome on Thursday. I'm excited. I'm glad both are playing Thursday. I just wish they weren't overlapping the way they are, where you're not going to be able, you're going to have to get the two TV set up.
You're
going to
get the first half of Missouri, right? They're the first.
Kansas is first at 6:10.
Kansas. Yeah. So you're going to get the first 10 minutes of Kansas before you have to watch both. Then you'll watch both for 10 minutes. Then you'll get the last 10 minutes of the first half. It's actually not as bad because they're 20 minutes apart. At least I'll get end of Kansas, and then I can focus on the end of, but it's college basketball. No offense. Like, I love March Madness and all of that, but every minute of college basketball, it's a tough watch because of the sport itself.
This is the difference. Because, like, if your alma mater was, if you and Casey was in it, you would be.
You're saying you can't lock it. Yeah, sure, I get
because
it.
Because it's for if I was.
I'm fine to, like.
Yeah. Oh, I am for every
my
other
focus
game.
Defending. Depending on the matchup.
Yeah, every other game, I'm with you. I'm just saying, like, if I was a Missouri Tiger fan, I'm just watching a Missouri Tiger game. If I'm a KU fan, I'm like, for me, I will only be watching the Kansas Arkansas game. Unless there's a break overall in action.
And then you'll get the last 10 minutes of the Missouri basketball game. Is ideally, it's either not or is coming down to the clutch. The Kansas one, I don't know if, like, it's harder because then the decision's out and you know it's a good coach and Coach Cal and all the other stuff, even though they're not playing good. You said, like, 2 weeks ago when it seemed fairly obvious Missouri was or Kansas was going to end up somewhere between a 5 and 7 seed, that you would prefer some underperforming Power 4 team
just like them
to some plucky underdog out of the conference that you don't know. Arkansas is exactly that.
Yeah, the other 10 seed option. So Arkansas, of course, is the one. Then New Mexico, Vanderbilt, or Utah State. And I'll tell you, I'd rather them in playing Arkansas than Utah State is a lot of upset potential there against UCLA. People are picking that one. So yeah, I think they could have done worse. I actually think both teams could have done worse with their draw. We'll talk plenty more about these two teams' matchups throughout the show and throughout the week as well. And by the way, we have our bracket challenge up again. If you were in the Cody Ingold bracket challenge last year, all you have to do is log back in.
Sweet.
And you're back in. If you want an invite to our bracket challenge, just text in 913-586-7965 and Drew will send you an invite link. But again, a lot of you have already submitted a bracket from last year that are in this one and have already submitted this year's bracket. But if you were not in it at all and this is your first time doing it, Drew will get you a link. But otherwise, just go to CBS Sports and log in again and you'll see Cody and Gold. And same deal. Go ahead and fill out your bracket. We'll have some prizes that we'll come up with for it as well for the winner.
With Kansas, you know, versus Missouri, like these are the differences I see between these two teams. So with Missouri, I think if they just like play like they played 60% of the season, right? When things are clicking and the guard plays really good, that's a team that makes sense to kind of go on a run. Like, as in, like, they got a few different methods to get there. They're not a perfect team. They're flawed in their own rights. A lot of different cases. And so I'm not saying that's not the case. But in Kansas's case, it really just comes down to, is Hunter Dickinson going to stink today? Like, you know, and so much of it feels like they can't win specifically unless that player is good.
And he said it last week.
Yeah,
right? On Thursday night when they lost to Arizona after the game. Hunter Dickinson said, like, I have to play great. And if I play like the way I did, we'll be out. We'll be one and done. I'm paraphrasing.
Who's the second most important player for them I think
it's Zeke Mayo at this point. DeJuan Harris
based
is probably
on the way he just played in the Big 12 tournament alone, or you know,
he's one of the few guys that can just go and score. That's why I think DeJuan Harris probably is the correct answer because of guard play overall from him, and he's just got to be better. But for me, it's Zeke Mayo because it's somebody else that has to go and score, and he might be the only other guy I trust to go and get his at this point. Especially with what he
did in
Kansas City.
He's got some confidence, I agree.
Yeah, so, and he does right now. So that would be my answer for that. But, yeah, man, the brackets are out. We'll talk bigger picture at 11 o'clock with overall the controversy around how the bracket sorted out with North Carolina getting in for some reason other than just being North Carolina. There's no reason why they should have been in. But the optics of the selection committee and North Carolina's athletic director being the chair of the committee the year where North Carolina unexplainably got into the tournament despite having a terrible resume. We'll definitely touch on that.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.